Hey, Ian, Tim Carter, thanks for calling Ask the Builder, buddy.
Hey, Tim. I'm also calling from Virginia, which is unique.
Yeah, it's we got a lot of out-of-town calls, you know.
The people, you've got a great website.
I think the people in Cincinnati are they're still sleeping. No,
okay.
No, I know they're up. There's a lot of them that are up. Okay, so how can I help you, buddy?
Well, calling actually for similar concerns with Barbara and the humidity both in the house and in the crawl space. And my wife and I actually have a bit of a tiff over the humidity in the house.
Okay,
and,
so she's a little TO'd at you.
in that she believes or hopes that closing the vents and doors to two of the rooms that we don't go in or use much would actually both cut down on the heating cost, cooling cost, and as a result, even keep the rest of the house even cooler. But I argue that doing so makes the efficiency of the unit actually less, and so it's working harder, and thus the cooling mechanisms aren't going to cool the house as much, and even lead to a humidity problem in the two rooms that are closed off.
All right, well, here, you want the answer?
Yeah, I want to know what you thought.
The answer is, if that house is built like most normal houses are built in America, where the interior walls between rooms do not have insulation, you are right and she is wrong.
Okay.
Here's why. Okay, think about this. Right now, the outside walls of your house have insulation in them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's that is combating that fight between the 72-degree temperature you want to try to maintain indoors, or 74, and the 90 degrees outside, okay?
Right.
So let's say we close off those two rooms, and all of a sudden, because they're not getting any cooling, those rooms in a given amount of time are going to get to very close to the temperature of the outdoors, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So now on the other side of this room, you've got a drywall wall that is, say, 90 degrees. You know, if that room's cooking, let's say it's facing west, and you've got outside. In other words, all of a sudden the outside has now gotten 10 or 12 feet closer to you.
I see.
Yeah, see what I mean?
Yeah.
And you bet your air conditioner's going to work harder because now your heat gain has increased significantly.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're right, she's wrong.
Okay, and my question, thanks for settling the argument. Maybe
not. Well, yeah, you may not want to tell her that she's wrong. There can be all kinds of ramifications to that.
Well, maybe I'll just walk around each day and open the doors. And
well, life's full of decisions, and you got to make good ones.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Now, just so you know, I want to let you know we've only got about a minute left, so you got to talk quickly.
Okay, well, let me just do it then. In the crawl space, we've got a vapor retarder, but I wanted to know what I can do to keep the humidity even lower, whether it be put down a dehumidifier or a fan. Or anything.
If the vapor retarder you have down there right now, I'll bet it's 1,000,000 to 1 that it's the right one. Most people just put in that plastic they buy at the home center, and that stuff's full of pinholes. You want to get a high-performance cross-laminated vapor retarder. I talk about them on the website. There's a special section way at the bottom on the left. And you want to get one that meets that ASTM 1745. Okay.
If it's got it there already, I'm good?
If it does, yeah. If you can prove it's there, and so long as it's installed correctly. You know, it may not be installed right. So you have to. I've got a special column on the website that tells you exactly how those things have to be installed. And that's all you have to do. Once you have the right one installed correctly, there's not going to be any more water vapor coming up through the soil. None. Zero.
Okay, great.
Alrighty?
Alrighty,
Ian. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, pal. Have a great day. Oh, yeah. And if you want to get a hold of me during the week, it's easy to do. AskTheBuilder.com. That's the only way to do it. Unless you want to part with some sweet moolah. And you don't need to do that. So anyway, I'll be back next week. Denny McCune's up next. So 2 hours of gardening coming up on WGRR. I'll be here next week. I hope you will be as well. Remember, AskTheBuilder.com during the week. This is WGRR, Hamilton, Cincinnati.